I do believe you. Thanks for the warning.
And as for you, Mortimer, if you dig up any more skulls from that Barrowong long down, I'll have you for opening a grave without the permission of the next of kin.
What do you think of our county, Dr. Watson?
The moor is astonishing. I think it affects everything on it and around it.
That sounds rather sinister.
No, that's not what I meant. It has charm as well as mystery. And beauty, too.
Well, I, for one, will happily drink to the beauty of the moor.
The beauty, of the moor.
You're quite right, Sir Henry. It is a wonderful place. So vast and barren. And rarely what it seems.
How's that?
Well, for instance, you've seen that great flat plain off to the north?
Oh, yes, of course. Rare place for a gallop.
I don't advise you to try it, sir. Not if you value your life.
What do you mean?
That plain is the Great Grimpen Mire. It's a maze of marsh and quicksand.
Good Lord.
It's bad enough in the summer, but with all these autumn rains, one false step means death. Oh, I've had some rare specimens from there.
You braved it, then?
Many times.
I'll try my luck at it someday.
For God's sake, don't do it. Your blood would be on my head.
You must know the moor very well, Stapleton.
I flatter myself that I do.
So you've been here a long time?
Barely 3 years.
The locals call us newcomers.
Ah. Where did you live before?
In the north.
I ran a school. Just a small, private place.
Why did you give it up?
There was an epidemic. Some of the boys didn't recover.
It must have been dreadful for you.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I think we could do with some more wine. Barrymore, fetch a couple of more bottles, would you?
Yes, sir.
I must say, Sir Henry, how saddened we all were by your uncle's death.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Stapleton. All of you. I suppose it wasn't entirely unexpected.
His heart, you mean?
Yes.
He didn't exactly help matters. Put himself under a lot of extra strain.
Strain, Mr. Franklin?
He means that poor old Sir Charles was worrying himself to death anyway. I'm sorry, Sir Henry, but it's true.
The legend, yes, I know. Well, he was an old man. He lived alone. He had some strange notions.
Many of the local people believe in the hound. You shouldn't ignore them.
Beryl.
Miss Stapleton is right. You shouldn't ignore the story.
Oh, come on, Mortimer.
I can't just brush it aside, Sir Henry.
Seen it yourself, have you, Mortimer?
Yes. I have.
What?
It was just a few days before he died. I was attending your uncle here at the hall. It was dark when I left, and he came with me to the door. Suddenly, he stared past me. The look in his eyes. I turned round. And I saw it. Huge and black and glowing. And then it was gone.
Poppycock! Begging your pardon, Miss Stapleton.
Franklin's right. It must have been a sheepdog. Or a wild calf wandered in from the open moor.
I know what I saw.
Why didn't you mention this in London?
Would you have believed me then? Any more than you believe me now?
I believe you.
Beryl.
This moor's a horrible place. There are terrible things here.
That's enough, Beryl. You won't be scaring Sir Henry away.
Oh, there's no danger of that.
Good shot, Doctor. This is no contest, I'm afraid.
Hard luck.
Luck has nothing to do with it. I know when I'm outmatched. It's been quite an evening. I really don't know what to make of Mortimer.
No.
Maybe he'd just been around my uncle too long. Some of the old boy's ideas were starting to rub off.
We mustn't let this nonsense about the hound blind us to the other business.
You still think I'm in some kind of danger? We've been here a week and nothing's happened.
You were followed in London. You were sent a threatening letter.